Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Jealousy about what you see on social media. Other people are just living better lives than we are.
Joining us on our DISC Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline is research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and esteemed author, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Do you have a sense of what we're talking about here in terms of people seeing others doing things that seem exceedingly more fun than their own dismal lives?
You know, absolutely. But here's the thing. It's always women who are more sociable, socially minded, who feel the stress factor. The reality is that when a woman is doing something that she finds fulfilling, she doesn't have to keep posting pictures of herself. The ones that are the most accomplished are not the ones that are posting Facebook pictures or what they're doing. They don't need to prove themselves. So the more competitive these women are, the less really they're doing in their real lives.
Well, in a lot of cases, people use Facebook as a way to keep family and friends informed, especially when they have little kids, of what's going on with the kids. But it always seems like when you look at these postings about the little kids, their little kids are cuter than our little kids.
I don't know about that. That's pretty. That's
they're doing cuter things.
Well, maybe the picture, the way they posed. You know, it's interesting because I know I was, I had a little bird on my shoulder, and I said to my daughter, "Oh, this is so cute." It was kissing me and was so animated. I said, "Put that on Facebook. It's so cute." She says, "Are you kidding me? You look horrible. I'm not putting you on Facebook."
Wow. Nice.
I got to tell you,
that's
Doc,
what she thinks of me.
If you didn't see I, Tonya, the movie, that's the true story of Tonya Harding. The mother in there has a bird on her shoulder, so maybe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
she was right.
Just not a good thing.
Maybe there was something to that. But, you know, so look, you know, we like to connect to people. We are social creatures. But who looks great all the time? Who's having fun all the time? It's not even a natural state of being. The most important thing you can do, you want to reach out to a friend, you'll see that they have issues. You'll see that you and they are more similar than you think. I know someone who looked fantastic, who took pictures of herself on party buses, whatever. She's now divorced. She was having too much fun. But so you have to really be careful of how you present yourself, the image you're giving, and most of all, be true and to be honest about what it is. Yes, you're right. Catching up on family and friends, a lot of these people aren't really people you even know wishing you happy birthday, or it's their birthday. Should you contact them or not? Who knows?
I think it's important to keep in mind that many of these people are just as miserable as you.
Yeah, but at the same
not
time,
you. I mean, you know what I mean.
Larry and I have a mutual friend who we follow on Facebook. And his name is Marty Bass. He's the morning guy at WJZ in Baltimore. And when I look at Marty's Facebook page, he's always somewhere. He's on his boat. He's in the Caribbean on a beach. He's at an Alabama football game. He's a big Alabama fan. And he's out to dinner with his wife. And I look at this stuff and I think, what am I doing wrong?
Well, it's very difficult when you see people who are in a different situation. You know, during the snowstorm we had here, I also had the same experience with someone who was actually stranded, so to speak, in the Bahamas on a boat with his own chef, you know.
Yeah.
And I supposedly was not stranded, and it was too cold for me to go to the supermarket. So, yeah, there is that disconnect. And now when I see him, I think, okay, forget about it. We don't have that much in common. You know, it's just a moment in time that you're seeing people. But the most important thing to know is that your real friends will pick up the phone and call you, because we miss that face-to-face connection. Even when people are dating, they're texting. Before they even talk to each other, they're so nervous about hearing somebody else's voice. So we've really gotten away, our generation, not only Facebook, but technology and gaming and all that stuff. And so we're sort of connected to these computers that I'm looking at right now even. And once we're hooked into this, instead of going to the gym, it's sort of this addiction that really, you know, is our frontal lobe of our brain gets a high from it. So you have to be careful. It's like any other kind of addiction. So, you know, there's a lot going on. And with jealousy, these things aren't even real. They're not even who they say they are most of the time. And who knows if somebody's really getting married when they're getting married, or if they're having difficulties, if they're really dating this person. A lot of these things are staged as well.
DrFrieda.com, if you want to connect with Doctor, we'll put a link on KDKRadio.com. And make that, they can make that connection with you directly, Doc.
Yes, and don't look at Facebook. Go out and exercise. Go out and enjoy the day, no matter what the weather is.
Forget Facebook.
Forget about it. Who cares?
I'm coming up with an app called Get Out of My Facebook.
I love that. That I will really sign up for.
All right, Doc. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great life.
You too. Bye.
Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, psychologist, psychoanalyst, author. She's somebody we've talked to, we've reached out to before.
She's good. One of our listeners says that people who use Facebook, there's something missing in their lives. It's a text, and they use that as a way to get people to find them important.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.